All right, last night, the college football rankings were revealed, and I've already seen some people hyperventilating about hypothetical arguments that could happen, and the system as a whole, John, do you see some flaws in it? We'll open up the phones, 248-539-9797. What did you take out of it?
I mean, it's still respect for some teams in regards to Indiana. They're still at number five. They didn't move it. And honestly, I mean, all five up front. Oregon, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Indiana. No movement. And rightfully so, Indiana didn't play. So they didn't move. Penn State, Texas, they all took care of business. And so now you're looking at Notre Dame moves up two from where they were. Alabama, Georgia back into it. And I mean, the amount of vitriol that was spewed last week when Georgia was left out of the top 12. Mm-hmm. What were they at? They were 12.
But they wouldn't have been in the field. Yeah.
Right. They would have been out. That's it, because of, you know, the Boise State and the extra one that would be taken there. But now they don't have to worry about it. That's the thing about this is, if you just take care of things on the field, chances are everything will take care of itself in the end. The issue is going to be in the SEC, where you have six teams right now that are two loss teams or one loss. Obviously, yeah, Texas only has the one loss, but they're going to play Texas A&M. So again, it will somewhat sort itself out. But what if Texas A&M beats Texas?
Logjam.
And you have another two loss team. It's crazy. And here is where it's going. So before I get to go where it's going, your takeaway on the new college football rankings.
A couple things. We had overreaction. Boise would get a bye. As of today, they would get a bye. Mm-hmm. The Big 12, just not good enough as a conference. Boise has a better resume today in the committee's eyes. So we did a little foreshadowing, and at least for today, that's true. I thought they did the best they could with the SEC issue right now, because it is an issue. This like head-to-head circle that they've mm-hmm. created. I think the SEC is ranked properly. Texas, the one-loss team, is the best of the bunch. I would tell you, because Alabama beat Georgia, they have to be ahead of Georgia. Because Ole Miss beat Georgia, they have to be ahead of Georgia. Well, what about Tennessee, who beat Alabama? The issue with Tennessee is they have a bad loss to Arkansas. They had no significant non-conference games. Someone has to be last of that group. And I think Tennessee at this point should be left out. I think they did the best they could with a messy situation. The other takeaway I had, and this is just pure Midwest bias.
Oh, yeah.
I love that all of the opening games of the playoff will be on Midwest college campus sites.
Huh.
So it'd be Ohio State, Notre Dame, Penn State, and Indiana would all be hosting teams in the opening round of the college football playoff if it ended today.
So let me ask you this question as to where this is going. Because there are some coaches in the SEC, Lane Kiffin came out and talked about it. We'll get to his quote in just a minute. Because there are... So a logjam of two lost teams. We have no idea how far down the list of tiebreakers they're going to have to go to decide who plays in the SEC championship game. Whoever wins that gets that automatic bid. We'll talk about automatic bids in a minute. Yeah. Put a pin in that one. Whoever loses that, unless Texas runs the table, Texas loses in the SEC championship game, is going to have three losses. Is that an eliminator game for somebody that plays that 13th game?
The question is, do you get punished for playing in that game? And,
right.
And to me, I know it sounds lousy. If you get rewarded for winning, you should also be punished for losing. That's like sports at their purest. If you don't want to go to the conference title game to earn a bye, you can decline the invite. But I was under the impression that the SEC, it just meant more, and you'd do anything to play these games and win these games and the glory of it. And if you lose, I'm sorry, losing's bad. I'm sorry to put that in red letters for teams. Losing will get you punished.
But you get a win for not participating.
No, you get zero wins and zero losses if you don't participate.
But
you
if,
sit idle.
If,
you can't
if,
earn
if
a bye.
If you are same as... Or this team is deemed better for whatever reason in the tiebreaker,
yeah,
and you're at home not playing because your team was deemed not as good as the one playing in the SEC championship game,
right?
And then that team loses. How do you then prove that you are better?
So I think the issue then goes to the SEC to fix their conference. And if that means divisions to funnel into a better championship game, then so be it.
Well, I think I think that's one way to do it. And we all talked about we want to get rid of divisions, and then all of a sudden we get rid of divisions, but the SEC is now 16 teams, the Big Ten is now 18 teams, and there's no way, I don't know that there's going to be a season where it's a clear 1 through 18 in the Big Ten of easily ranked. It's kind of impossible. But this is what Lane Kiffin had to say about teams and coaches that he's talked to that may actually not want to play in the SEC championship game. I agree with him.
It's a big risk, sure.
It's a big risk. And so if you're just sitting at home, and as it sits after the final week of the regular season, after championship weekend, before championship weekend, the College Football Playoff Committee is going to come out with their most recent rankings. You are not in the mix for the College Football Playoffs. You're not in the top 12. So you sit at home and you think, oh man, that's too bad. We're going to have to get ready for just an average bowl game. But then all of a sudden, let's just put Ole Miss in it, mm-hmm. since it's Lane Kiffin we're talking about, and they lose to Texas. And now all of a sudden, you're sitting at home going, wait a second.
We're Ole Tennessee Miss has, and now we're
yeah,
in.
Ole Miss has three losses.
Yeah.
And we only have two, so we should be in.
Tennessee would be a real example to use here because they're currently out, and could they get in if someone loses the SEC title game?
And so there's... Everybody thinks, okay, getting the bye week by being an SEC champion or Big Ten champion, because those are only the really two conferences where you know they're going to get that bye. We all think the ACC probably will as well. But when you are not playing in that game, you get your bye week on championship weekend. You get a chance to get players healed up. And it's... So it's just really a matter of when you're choosing your bye. Is it the bye on the championship weekend, or you're going to play the championship weekend and ultimately earn that bye? Or if you lose, you're out. Like it doesn't make any sense.
So what's happening here is we get down to this, right? There's only a couple more ranking reveals until it's set. People are finding flaws in the 12-team system. Are you seeing these? Is there a flaw that bothers you as we try to chart this course for college football? 248-539-9797. What I heard from Lane Kiffin was a soft response. It was a crybaby response. The only way you're ever guaranteed a spot in the playoff is to win your conference. If you don't win your conference and you get left out, I will shed zero tears for the team that finishes third or fourth in their conference. I'm sorry, you had enough chances. You lost too many games. Better luck next year. It's a 12-team playoff. If you can't qualify for that, if you can't win your conference or even finish at the top of your conference, I have no sympathy for you.
But they are finishing at the top of their conference because they would be one of the top two teams playing for a conference championship game and then all of a sudden be bumped down to sixth, fifth.
Their issue is not with the playoff committee. Their issue is with their own conference. Their issue is with the conference's way of determining the best teams, not with the playoff committee.
I just don't think you should be penalized by if you're going into championship weekend as, let's just say they're ranked seven. And no one else is playing except you and your opponent. And you lose to a top-ranked opponent. You're talking about if chalk holds and you're looking at Texas being ranked third and you lose to them, you're losing to a higher-ranked team, yet now all of a sudden you're eliminated from the playoffs? To me, that makes no sense.
It would only happen in the world where you are so tightly compacted the way the SEC is this year, where you have, as you put it, potentially 6 2-loss teams. Well, if you had a chance to state your case and your case was stated that you weren't good enough, I think that should be factored in.
Well, I think there's one fix.
Well, let's get to it coming up next. And we'll get to one gripe that I have as well. Phone lines are open. It's 97.1.